NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by DuPont Golden 7, the oil treatment that makes cars take off like a whisper. Here's Jeffrey Pond. Listen again on the Hour when DuPont Golden 7 brings you NBC Monitor News.
This is WNBC FM, New York. This is Play School's 50th year of building other play programs for thousands of city-bound children. After school in winter, all day in summer. Here they have a chance to discover the excitement of the world around them through constructive play. But only with your help will these children have the chance they deserve. When you care, you share. Give today to Play Schools, Box 488, New York 10019. That's Play Schools, Box 488, New York 10019. Help make life more pleasant for those who are hospitalized. Become a hospital volunteer. Call the United Hospital Fund at Plaza 4, 1080 for further information.
Don't move, just leave your darling mama here to monitor. Lean back and stay a while, mama here to monitor.
Monitor it is, the wonderful weekend world of Monitor. Brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 oil treatment, and 42 other fine car care products. You know, of course, that this weekend marks our 12th year on the air. Do you remember 1955? That was a year that a popular magazine predicted, and this is absolutely true, predicted that the most popular new vacation spot would be Egypt. I hope you were sitting down. And that was a year that producer Sam Goldwyn, who was then 73, said, "I'm never going to write my autobiography as long as I live." And he didn't. And the book that everybody was reading was Auntie Mame, Durable Old Mame.
Mame?
Yeah, sugar dumpling?
Come here, I got something to tell you.
Well, I'm listening, honey. Go ahead.
You coaxed the blues right out of the horn.
You mean little Mame.
You charmed the husk right off of the corn.
I'm all ears.
You got the banjo drumming and the plunk and the tune to beat the band.
The whole plantation's humming since I brought Dixie back to Dixieland.
Such modesty. You make the cotton easy to pick.
Cotton picking, man.
You give my old man Julep a kick. Blabbing at the mention of your name. You made me feel alive again.
I've given you the drive again.
We'll make the South revive again, man. You have brought that cakewalk back in style.
Steve and Edie, and another famous pair here for DuPont, Bob and Ray.
How would you like to win a pet from DuPont Auto Products?
A unique pet, like a Mustang, Wildcat, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
If you don't want the pet, you can have a new car of the same name.
It's easy. Nothing to buy. Just fill in one of the free entry blanks available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto Products, and you can be a winner.
Just think, a real live Mustang.
That's a wild or semi-wild North American horse.
A Wildcat.
Fierce, undomesticated North American cat, like your lynx or bobcat.
Barracuda.
A cranky, edible, pike-like tropical fish.
Marlin.
A large deep-sea fish related to the sailfish.
Impala.
I couldn't find an impala, cried Bob and Ray.
Forget it. An impala is a reddish African antelope. Males have large black lyrate horns.
Or the ever-popular jaguar.
Large, wild, central,
the
south...
The jaguar is here live.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law.
Hi, this is Sam Sneeden. I would like to wish Monitor a very, very happy birthday.
Thank you, Sam Sneeden. Sam's playing golf today. What else? In the Buick Open. Let's check on how he's doing and get the latest on that $100,000 tournament. After a four-second pause, we'll switch to Jim Simpson at the Warwick Hills Golf and Country Club in Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Thank you, Henry, very much. And speaking of Sam Snead, he just moments ago walked off the 18th here at the Warwick Hills Country Club with a 2-under par 70 for the day, including a 32 on the back nine with birdies on 17 and 18. Nevertheless, for Sam, that puts him 5 over for the tournament with a 293. The leader in the clubhouse is Bob Stanton, the youngster from Australia, 289, 1 over par. But another old-timer, already the winner of 2 tournaments this year, Julius Burrows, who has won both the Phoenix and the Citrus, is 4 under par for the tournament, 2 for the day. And his 4 under par for the tournament puts him 3 shots up on Kermit Zolli, who has never yet won a tournament, Bert Yancey, who this year has won the Dallas Open and led the Masters for 3 rounds, and Dick Sykes, the defending Cleveland Open champion. At even par, young Tom Weisskopf, Bob Golby, and the Australian Bruce Crampton. 1 over is Hugh Royer and the PGA champion, Guy Berger. So Julius Burrows, at age 47, goes for his 3rd tournament victory of this 1967 season and a $20,000 first prize. He has turned the 9th, he has finished 10 holes, and has that 3-shot lead over Kermit Zolli, who is playing 1 hole ahead of him. At this moment, it looks like 47-year-old Julius Burrows for the Buick Open. This is Jim Simpson from Monitor Sports.
There'll be more from the Buick Open a bit later on Monitor.
Hello, this is Darlene Brennan from Chicago. I live in Rome with my husband, who's a sculptor. I'm in the lovely, sunny Piazza Navona, and I'd like to wish Monitor a happy birthday on its 12th anniversary. Or if I were saying this in Italian, I would just say buon compleanno, Monitor.
Mille grazie to the lady from Chicago. There's a beautiful fountain in the piazza she mentioned, the Piazza Navona. Whoever gets there before we do, toss in a penny for all of us back here on the good old Monitor Birthday Beacon. They just multiplied 12 by 52. Comes to 624. And that's how many programs Monitor's had on the air since the beginning 12 years ago. And one of our most delightful guests over the years, and we've had thousands, was Derbingle. We once asked Bing how he got started on a career that made him one of the most popular singers in the world, and this is his reply.
My mother had always been pushing me to learn a few songs and entertain at some of the parish socials and the gatherings and local entertainment. So I worked up a chorus of Little Gray Home in the West, I think, was my opener. And I used to sing A Perfect Day and songs of that type with the vocal teacher, Professor Krantz, at the piano. When you come to the end of a perfect day, and you linger alone with your thoughts, do you think what the end of a perfect day? Da-da-dee-da-da-dee-da-dee. For memory has painted this perfect day, and that's about as far as I can go. I've forgotten the words, I'm afraid.
Oh, the professor wouldn't like that. But with Bing, it doesn't matter. He can hum Perfect Day and make it sound the greatest. Just imagine, it all began at a parish social. This is Petula Clark.
You wander around on your own, little cloud, when you don't see the white.
Scene for you, the cast of characters by their rightful names, Bob and Ray.
This is highly regarded Wally Ballou at the famous discount store House of Lowe. I'm in the automotive department where they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other fine DuPont auto products. Many people here are busily filling in the free entry blanks for the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
Now, I don't have to buy anything, just fill in the blank and I can win a pet Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, Jaguar, or new car of the same name.
That's right, ma'am. Which would you choose?
Well, I have no place to keep a Marlin or Barracuda. You never really get to know a Jaguar.
Well, you take the car.
No, I can't drive. I think I'd settle for the Impala. I hear they're very affectionate and easily housebroken.
I see.
Attention, House of Lowe shoppers. A special treat in the automotive department. The highly regarded reporter, Wally Ballou, is at the DuPont Golden 7 display. Go say hello and enter the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
You're Wally Ballou?
Oh, that's right, ma'am.
I can see why TV hasn't beckoned. I have to run along.
Well, everybody seems to have left the area, so this is Wally Ballou returning it.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events in other countries. This weekend, on our 12th birthday, a look at the changes that have taken place during the past decade plus 2 years. This report from Bernard Frizzell, NBC News, Paris.
France is hardly the same place it was 12 years ago when the first beep of monitor was heard one weekend back in June 1955. Those were the bad old days of the Fourth French Republic when governments lasted not much longer than the bloom of a rose. France had, of course, managed to divest itself of a costly 7-year war in Indochina, in which she was defeated. But she was back in the middle of another 7-year war in Algeria. And it would be another 3 years before Charles de Gaulle was to reappear on the political scene and impose himself once again upon France. In that year, 1955, France was, however, well on the way toward the flood of prosperity it is enjoying today. Of course, it did not yet have any speedways to speak of. But plenty of automobiles were coming off production lines, and one could already see that France was doomed to become an automobile civilization and inherit the problem it now has of air pollution in its major cities, as well as constant traffic congestion. Pop music was already going the way of the rest of the world, and today the beat is there whenever a radio is turned on. Perhaps the greatest change in these 12 years in France is in television. Very few people in France had a set when Moniteur first came on the scene in 1955. Today, this country is virtually saturated with television sets. The baker, the grocer, the concierge, all of them, as well as the doctor, the lawyer, and the diplomat, right up to the President of the Republic, Charles de Gaulle, spend their evenings in front of the lighted tube. France is also a lot younger than she used to be. The proportion of young people has skyrocketed, and it is visible in the streets with the long-haired young men and the mini-skirted girls. On the beaches, one thing that has hardly changed at all is the bikinis the trim French girls wear. The men are grateful for that element of constancy in fickle fashion. This is Bernard Frizzell, NBC News, Paris.
Ring Around the World, another Monitor close-up, past and present of people and events in other countries. Well, as our correspondent said, bikinis have been de rigueur in France for years. Sure, they've caught on in this country, even mini bikinis. The things some girls worry about is going to the beach and being underexposed. Vaughn Singers, and now this for DuPont. Has your car still got what it takes? Pep and power when you take off, and a smooth purr when you roll off the miles. If not, you need DuPont Golden 7. Golden 7 oil treatment boosts compression and horsepower, quiets engine noise, helps stop oil burning, improves engine performance 7 ways. When you add or change oil, add DuPont Golden 7 oil treatment. Make sure your engine's got what it takes. Golden 7 makes your car take off like a whisper.
This is Dick Shawn wishing Monitor a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Monitor. M-O-T-H-E-R, Mother.
How's that, Dick? I know when you put them together, it still spells what it always did. Dardanella by pianist Reuben Mitchell on the Weekend World of Monitor. 12th anniversary program being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 and a complete line of car care products. More after a short break for our NBC stations along the birthday party line, one of which is WEAQ, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. This here, Mr. Morgan.
Celebrating 12 years of the best combination of news, entertainment, and sports, Monitor on the NBC Radio Network. Here's a treat that's hard to beat. Melted cheese on Wetson's hamburger meat. Having one is lots of fun, but if you want to feel real great, feel real strong and real bubbly, ask the man for Wetson's Cheeseburger Double. It's great. Now here's the facts real straight. Two government-inspected all-beef hamburgers, all grilled to perfection on a toasted bun and topped with that taste-tingling, velvety, smooth cheese. Mmm, love that cheeseburger.
H. Morgan for Monitor 67, and this is our 625th program. For me, it's about 60 or 70. Monitor first went on the air this weekend in 1955, and I was there then, too. And that year, in medicine, Dr. Jonas Salk perfected the vaccine against paralytic polio. In the movies, Marilyn Monroe was starring in The Seven-Year Itch. On Broadway, there was the moving drama The Diary of Anne Frank. In popular music, well, Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen were getting set to write The Man with the Golden Arm. And Sammy and Jimmy have another song in progress right now, and it's for Monitor's birthday, and it's called Best Wishes. And they're in the studio here, and we'll hear from them in about 3 minutes. The wonderful Weekend World of Monitor, brought to you in its entirety by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 oil treatment and 42 other fine car care products.
A bramble bush is lovely. It thrills you with delight. The flowers on the bramble bush are all so pink and white. But if you reach to pluck one, as sure as you are born, the bramble bush will stick you with its prickly thorn. And the pretty girl is like a bramble bush. It's a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush, but you'll get stuck if you should touch. The girl I fell in love with was such a lovely sight. So beautiful to gaze upon, so soft and pink and white. And as I reached to kiss her beneath the summer skies, I was so much in love I didn't realize that a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. Yes, a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush, but you'll get stuck if you should touch. Ah-ha! The summer soon was over, and autumn chilled the sky. The flowers on the bramble bush began to fade and die. And with the faded flowers, my true love traveled on. And I can feel the thorns now that my lover has gone. But the pretty girl, yes, is like a bramble bush. Yes, the pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush, but you'll get stuck if you should touch. Oh, the bramble bush, yes, the bramble bush. Oh, the bramble bush, yes, the bramble bush.
New by Trini Lopez. You going on a vacation soon or taking a weekend motor trip? Well, if your car engine sounds sick and acts sick, if it's too noisy and doesn't come across with the power you want, better give it a treatment with DuPont Golden 7. Golden 7 oil treatment quiets engine noise, helps stop oil burning, boosts compression and horsepower, improves engine performance 7 ways. Add DuPont Golden 7 oil treatment when you add or change oil. It's a great tonic for engines. DuPont Golden 7 makes cars take off like a whisper.
This is Woody Allen. Happy birthday, Monitor, on your 12th birthday. Please get help. I'm being held prisoner at NBC. Call somebody.
There's a couple of fellows right here who are not exactly our captives, but they have been around all weekend at the typewriter and the piano writing Monitor's birthday song. Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen, how far along are you?
Well, Henry, Sam filled in some of the la-la-las. You want to show him what you filled some of
them
with?
I was pretty happy with the la-la-las. If you've gilded the lily, let's hear it.
Not as happy as I was with the la-la-las. Let's go, Chester. Best wishes, we're sending our best wishes, extending our best wishes. On your natal day.
No, you do it up a little. I'm sorry.
How long have you fellas been together?
These things in Gallicherchi's key, really.
Best wishes. We're sending our best wishes. Extending our best wishes. On your natal day. Oh, that's my key. My eyes hurt. Here's to the Monitor and all the stations along the way. And best wishes, we're swinging our best wishes. We're bringing our best wishes to the weekend scene. And the hope that we'll be asked again when you're 13. La 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 la.
He's back to the la 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 la.
That was Sammy Kahn on voice and Mr. Van Heusen at the piano. And listen, Sammy, I think it's ridiculous we're bringing Steve Lawrence in. For what?
That's what I keep telling Van Heusen, but he thinks he records.
Oh, I think he...
Anyway, there's some more time remaining to work out the la-las before Steve Lawrence gets here to la-la-it. Check you later, fellas. The teamwork here is by Bob and Ray.
This is Wally Ballou, award-winning reporter of the Bob and Ray staff at Shirley's Game Farm, where the prizes in DuPont Auto Products Winnipeg Sweepstakes have all been assembled and are being cared for until the winners are chosen. With me is the owner.
Welcome to Shirley's Game Farm, Wally.
Thank you, Shirley.
Mr. Shirley,
right. I heard the last of the pet prizes was shipped here today, the Barracuda.
Yes, the roster's complete. We have the Wildcat, Mustang, Marlin, Impala, Jaguar, and of course the Barracuda.
These animals are all prizes in the Winnipeg Sweepstakes. Some lucky people will win whichever of these beasts they want simply by filling in the free entry blanks available where they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
Or, as I understand it, they can choose a new car of the same name.
Plus 777 other prizes, Shirley. Mr. Shirley. What if everyone selects the new car over the pet? What happens to the animals?
Well, they also will be able to choose. They can either be sent back to their natural habitat or the zoo or aquarium of their choice.
No purchase is required.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Oh, Hen, you're a cut-up. Nobody's giving away this beast, folks. This old elephant staying right where he is in the zoo.
Hello, Monitor. Happy birthday. This is William Cully, director of Kansas City's Hope Park Zoo. We all enjoy Monitor here. Keep up the good work and many happy returns.
Who's kidding whom?
Well, anyway, that's what an elephant sounds like when he's tuned into the Monitor beacon. The big action in golf this weekend, the Buick Open, and Monitor's bringing it to you. After a four-second pause, we switch to Len Dillon at the Warwick Hills Golf and Country Club in Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Thank you, Henry. Let's go right to the Buick scoreboard and see what the situation is. And Julius Poros continues to hang in there. He's 4-under through 66 and is the leader. Next is Kermit Zarley, 1-under through 67, followed by Bob Golby, 1-under through 66. Dan Sykes, 1-under through 66. Bergie Anthea is all even through 70. Weisskopf even after 68. Frampton plus one after 67. And Guy Berger even, plus one after 69. Here are some 72-hole scores. Bob Stanton is in, 289 with a plus one. Sam Carmichael, 290 plus two. Frank Beard, 291 plus three. At 292, Mark Hopkins, Al Balding, and Charlie Sifford. At 293, plus five, Sam Snead, Steve Reed, and Jack Rule. Again, Boros is hanging in there. He's leading by three shots. He's four under through 66 holes. Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Thank you, Len Dillon. Monitor will return to the Buick Open a bit later.
How would you like to win a real live pet? One you can be proud of.
A pet like a wildcat, mustang, marlin, barracuda, impala, or jaguar.
Or, if you don't want the pet, a new car you can be proud of with the same name as the aforementioned beasts.
Well, you can, simply by filling out a free entry blank available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other fine DuPont auto products. And there's nothing to buy. Hello, Winnipeg headquarters.
Hi. Just a second while I go lower my radio.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Oh, I think he disconnected himself. Hello, Winnipeg headquarters.
Listen, these pets being given away by DuPont Auto Products, is this for real?
Oh, yes, sir, it certainly is.
Do they have pedigree papers?
Yes, except for the Marlin and Barracuda. However, if you choose a car, they all have registration papers.
Thank you. See, Martha, I told you they were serious.
Hello?
Hey, it's me again. I lowered my radio.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Monitor music, this by the Lettermen.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I'll give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time, but far beyond forever you. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure no one else could love you more. More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I'll give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day.
When Monitor went on the air in 1955, the big fashion news was this. Curves are on their way out. French designer Christian Dior introduced the flat look. It caused a sensation and resulted in the Battle of the Bosom, which has been waged on various fronts ever since. Women did wear slack sack dresses, and though nobody was sad when they went out of fashion, well, what's ahead in fashions now? The most revolutionary changes are in fabrics. Arlene Francis interviewed Dr. Robert C. Forney, director of the products division for textile fibers of the DuPont Company. Dr. Forney spoke first about the new disposable products and their future.
The kind of things that are just a great deal more convenient and sensible for people to use just once. Things like sheets and pillowcases from hotels and steamships and that sort of thing. It really is going to make sense as services and laundry cost more and more in the future. It's going to make sense to have those things be throwaway goods.
I think they'd be marvelous for hospitals.
Yes, hospitals are certainly a place where we think they'll find a lot of use. Operating tables and the rooms as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be a fashion item, too. We think that a lot of gals only like to wear that dress once, and that a lot can be put in the fashion of these goods, and then they will be thrown away because they won't be tremendously high-priced garments. They'll look good, but they won't be durable, and they'll be thrown away.
What about things like slip covers on furniture? I suppose that would be a marvelous idea to be able to change them often, wouldn't it?
That would. That's part of one of the big things that we think is going to be happening generally in the textile industry in the next 12 years, that people are going to want more and more, we think, as they get more and more affluent in this country, to use both their home furnishings and their clothes to project their own personality. They're not going to want things that are just like their neighbors had or just like the people next door.
We'll have more time for leisure, of course, in 12 years. How do you think fabrics will fit into that picture?
The American housewife has demanded again and again that she be freed from that job of spending her time washing and ironing those clothes and those drapes. There are certain things we're told that the housewife gets some psychological satisfaction out of doing in the home, making a dress or something like that.
Therapy.
That's fine. But the thing they like worst is ironing. Anytime the housewife doesn't like the looks of what she's wearing or what her kids are wearing or what's on the window, she's going to be able to take them and she's going to put them into some very simple device, and it'll combine, clean them, wash them, dry them, and get them ready again, and she's not going to want to spend her time doing it.
Is that the magic black box I've heard about?
Well, it'll be something like that. knowing the way we decorate our homes, it'll probably be in color by that time.
What about the range of colors in the new fabrics? You mentioned that the colors are wilder now than they were when you and I were young, McGee, but what's going to happen with color?
The thing that'll happen is that there'll be more and more variety of colors in the fabric. Then the colors will last longer. They'll stand up. They won't fade in the sunlight, and they won't fade in the washing machine because those colors are getting better all the time.
What about dyeing things? Do you think they'll be able to dye a dress and have it all right the next day to wear?
Rather than dye it, which is essentially a sort of an irreversible thing, you can't change your mind. Maybe if a lady decides that she'd like to be blue today and green tomorrow and blue the next day, that might be possible, too, that there will be solutions maybe on the market with those particular kinds of fabrics. You can dunk it in a tub, and it'll turn that green one blue, and dunk it in the tub the next night and turn it back to green again.
Always have a new dress that way. Huh?
That's right. And I think, again, this is a projection of the kind of demands that the housewife is going to put on us for the next 12 years.
Well, Dr. Forney, it sounds as though the future is going to be rosy, if I may use a pun there, in the next 12 years. Thank you so much for talking to us, Dr. Robert C. Forney, director of the Products Division for Textile Fibers of the DuPont Company.
It was a pleasure, Arlene.
Practical, changeable, disposable, and inexpensive. That's the kind of fashion talk a man can enjoy, too. Okay, young man here has a birthday card for us.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Monitor, on your 12th year. Happy birthday to you.
Hi there, this is Paul Anka. I've just stopped by, not to sing a tune, but to tell you that, though it's the month of June, there's something that I would like to say. Did you know that it's Monitor's birthday? It's their 12th, and I would like to very seriously say a very happy anniversary and birthday to you, and thank you for letting me be a very small part of it.
And our thanks to Paul Anka.
Thank you.
The Bob Crew Generation Lover's Concerto.
Bob and Ray, reporter Wally Ballou, at the farm where all the pet prizes in DuPont's Winnipeg sweepstakes are being taken care of by head keeper Matt Neffer.
You're just in time, Wally. I'm about to feed them.
How are the beasts doing?
I'm afraid the prizes aren't getting along together.
Oh?
The Jaguar and the Wildcat have had a few spats. Both of them have been licking their chops over the Impala.
Well, what about the Mustang and the fish prizes?
Well, the Mustang has been a real pussycat, figuratively speaking. But the Marlin and Barracuda have been a problem right along. As a matter of fact, the Marlin, you see, is the second one. The Barracuda ate the first one.
See, they're in separate tanks now.
Right. I'll be glad when this Winnipeg sweepstakes is over. I'm a nervous wreck.
Well, I doubt the winners will choose the pets over the new cars with the same names. You may be stuck with these critters.
Oh, I hope not. They're really swell pets, folks.
For a chance to win a Wildcat, Mustang, Impala, Barracuda, Marlin, or Jaguar, or a new car of the same name, fill in a free entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
Care to feed the Wildcat, Wally?
No, thank you.
No purchase required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. This here, Mr. Morgan. News coming up on the hour. This weekend, the World of Monitor is brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 and a complete line of car care products. This is Morgan. I'll be back after all the latest NBC news.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor.
You know, even though New York is one of the world's most exciting cities, there aren't many places where you can go dancing without spending a whole lot of money. With one exception, Roseland Dance City at 52nd Street, just west of Broadway. Yes, it's sophisticated Roseland Dance City, the world's most famous ballroom. You can dance the night away to the music of two great bands. And today you can start your dancing at 3:30 in the afternoon right up until closing. Your entry cost for uncrowded dancing on the largest, most sensationally spacious dance floor you've ever seen is a mere $2. And prices in the glamorous terrace restaurant for delicious food and drink are surprisingly modest. So take your mate or date today to the world's most famous and famously air-conditioned ballroom cafe for the ultimate in dancing enjoyment. That's Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street, just west of Broadway. Beard the lion in his den. Call Brad Crandall on Plaza 7-8866, weeknights at 9. WNBC, New York. The time exactly 5 o'clock, time for NBC News on the Hour.